This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Oh, look at this. We're in the C block. It's the last hour. Well, it's not going to be an hour. We can't possibly go that long. We don't have that much material.
Sure, we could.
And Al's not. No, we're not going that long. I got shit to do, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show again. Hour three is what we're in. This is show 379, the 26th of February. God, next it's March already. Are you kidding? The end of this week, it's March.
Very busy.
Crazy busy.
Things are happening.
We got lots going on. By the way, Al Perkins, again, is out of the country. He's in Sydney, Australia. So if you're looking for Al, sorry to disappoint. But
sorry about your life.
Doug Wilkie is here filling in diligently for him, as Doug basically does about every week for somebody on this show. It's all good.
It's wonderful.
Thank you all for being in the chat room and playing along with all of us during this extended, it's a normal Tuesday night for us. But here is Doug Wilkie.
So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy for Al to be that he's excited to be
for
in
Al to be gone.
No, to be in Sydney. I already got pictures from him. Did you see the pictures?
I saw some pictures.
No, I'm not happy that he's gone. Because he's very kind. I'm drinking the wine right now. He bought me two bottles of a fantastic wine.
Oh.
And then probably bought what looked like about $500 worth of champagne for Oscar night.
Oh, no,
which
he'll
be drinking
true.
For the rest of the year.
That's true.
So it's very kind. And so Al, here's to you. Thank you.
Oh.
It was very kind.
Cheers, cheers.
And I'm happy that I'm here, is what I'm trying to say, is because Al and I love the Oscars as much as Al. We've had, for more than 35 years, we've had a standing date for the show. Mm-hmm. You were there. Clayton was there and watched it with us. There's been a lot of drama, whether you follow the headlines or not, about this year, the whole what's-his-face getting canned from being
Kevin
a host.
Hart.
Kevin Hart, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then are they going to have a host or not? And then should we have a popular film category or not? And then we're going to have the stars introduce the winners from last year. It was just drama.
Okay.
So we were really expecting just a car wreck. And it just wasn't one.
No.
I think from start to finish, you can help me out here.
That's happy
I think
news.
It went really well.
Mm-hmm.
It was hostless. That was fine. It was wonderful. They had Maya Rudolph.
Before.
Yeah, that had happened before. They had Maya Rudolph.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
They did that. So it was like, they made a big production. Like, we're not your host. And then they did some jokes like a host would do for like two whole minutes. And it was great.
Right.
It was a streamlined show.
Yeah.
Little minutia that I noticed before we get into the awards, and I liked it. Instead of, and I noticed that they have this now. So they have the stars come out and present. Mm-hmm. But they are no longer, if you notice, they're not reading the names of the nominees. So they don't want any of that thing to go wrong.
It's
so they
all pre-recorded.
It's announced. No more Adele Dazeem. Mm-hmm. And some of them just don't even know. Well, you know, he took a lot of heat for that, as he should. I still think that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But he's not the only one. There are people that are that your only job that you've known about forever is to walk out and read names, and they fuck it up all the time. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't even know what the fuck they're doing there.
On this show, we just call those names European.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how to fucking say it. European.
We don't know.
They had I call that disembodied voice lady who you never saw. They don't say who she is. She did. She read all the voice of God. She read all the names. And I like that because we were very international when it was Alfonso Cuarón. That's how she said it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did all the right things. So I thought that was great. I thought it was streamlined. It moved really quickly. They were trying to get away from the long thing. I don't think there were any big debacles. The winners were good. So the big news was Glenn Close lost.
Mm-hmm.
Al and I were waiting and waiting and waiting. The only person that likes her as much as Al is me. And we were waiting for her win. And we thought she was going to win. She won everything, almost everything, in the run-up. And she didn't win. So we were a little bummed about that.
Very
so sad. Our gal Glenn. But the other wins I thought were great.
Mahershala Ali.
Thank you. Mahershala Ali. It was a very diverse show. That was good. Regina King, great. The speeches were really well done. I always love the little awards people, and I always have, because they're the people that don't get the big headlines, and they always have the most gracious speeches about the industry and about the people that they're with. I thought it was great. I liked Lady Gaga winning and Bradley Cooper winning the song one. Best Picture was The Green Book. That was a surprise. I think people thought that was going to be either Roma or maybe Black Panther or Black Klansman.
I think a lot of people thought Black Klansman.
Spike Lee, I loved his. But of course, we knew he was going to be political, and he was.
Of course, he was.
I love that he said, we need to do the right thing in 2020, which Trump had a freak out about.
I love that he was like, You didn't think I was going to not say that.
Oh, yeah. People were waiting for the gracious Spike Lee speech. Oh, that did not happen.
And I loved that he was like whooping it up while he was sitting in there. Mm-hmm. And Barbara Streisand and Spike Lee.
So, Al and I love that they didn't have Barbara Streisand. They thought it was going to be the best song for Lady Gaga, that connection. No, they had her introduce Black Klansman.
I know it.
Which Al loved that, and so did I. Yeah. Brilliant. And I love when she said, yeah, I talked to Spike. It was easy because we're both from Brooklyn.
I know it. Like, and then he whoops it up, and then she's like, and we both like hats.
So we both like hats.
That was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So the only weird thing that I saw, I'm going to make a connection earlier, like the rabbit one from Coleman and Olivia Coleman. And I didn't say this when we were watching. So in 89, when Do the Right Thing, which is one of Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, which is one of the greatest films ever made, and that's not an exaggeration, was nominated for Best Picture or Best Director, Best Director, and that year it lost to Driving Miss Daisy.
Right. Oh,
which Al hated. And this year, the
which
film
Al refers to as "Make the Bitch Walk."
Let the Bitch Walk. this year, though, and I think it is kind of odd, he then loses to the film that was described as the reverse Driving Miss Daisy.
Absolutely, I agree.
So what is Spike Lee thinking now? Fuck, like, what the fuck do I have to
do? Well, did you hear what he said?
Gotta put a wiper on the black
right. He was like,
and drive him around.
That's what the fuck
that's
you have
what
to
he
do.
Asked Kat Carlson for the win. I'm going to email old Spike that one.
Well, he was sitting there. Did you see him at the post-conference? Like, he was sitting there, and he was drinking champagne, and people were asking him questions. He kept drinking the champagne, and they said, well, what did you think about losing the Green Book? And he's like this. I'm going to keep drinking. Just a minute.
Oh.
And then he said, well, I think the ref made a bad call.
Oh, wow.
And then he put the stuff down. It was something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
But
thank you for letting
call.
Me know.
That
Oh, of course.
He was very clear about the fact that, well, they made a bad call. You know, with his basketball references all the time. So, yeah, it was very
interesting. Anant is criticizing me. Jeez, it's not that hard to pronounce. Anant, it's harder when you've had three glasses of wine.
Seems valid.
That's...
I don't see the lies.
Mahershala Ali.
Did anyone pay any attention to Miss Selma Blair?
With her cane?
What did
no,
she
but
do?
But I read things. She has MS.
Yeah, she was diagnosed with MS.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And it was the first thing that she's gone to. And I thought, before even...
Wow, I didn't know that.
She looked gorgeous, I thought. The dress, she just looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she had a bedazzled cane.
Nice.
And she gave her first interview to... Look at that, and I just fucked it up.
So she was at the Oscars.
Yes. She was. She went to the Oscars.
I didn't
they were taking the pictures of her. She was just crying and just had tears in her eyes because she was so excited. She's like, I just enjoyed every moment of it. Mm-hmm. I love Selma Blair.
Oh, yeah. What's not
they
to like?
They always talk about Mean Girls or this or this, but she was the fucking funniest and the sweetest thing.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Oh, my God. She killed me. Just killed me.
Clayton's finding us something.
But it was... She was in a flare-up because doctors had told her over and over and over that she did not have... There's nothing wrong with you, basically. Mm-hmm. And she kept going back.
Like misdiagnosed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she finally reached out to Michael J. Fox.
Wow.
And was like, I need help. I don't know what's happening. I'm dropping things all the time, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and something is wrong. And she was supposed to give her first interview. And she was having a flare-up and wanted to cancel it because it also affects your vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what a great way to just get this out there and be strong and let people know what it looks like and what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's good for other people.
Always postpone things.
Well, it's also, it's got to have been a relief for her to be like, there's my answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
now
exactly
we
what
know.
She said.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And just to know, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Tiny flashback. Yeah. Randy Thomas is the name of the lady who does the voice of God, the voiceover, ladies and gentlemen, Emma Stone.
She's so good.
That's the woman who does
that.
And by the way,
that.
Thank you, Clayton. And by the way, I thought she was excellent at doing
her
job.
And again, I've always loved voice actors, any of them, because
I think you should be one.
I
think you have a great voice.
We do here and there. Yeah. But I always refer to it, what I would love, I love the people. And part of it is just the studio that they're in. they have a I call it a Disney voice. Mm-hmm. They just have a voice that is so pure and perfect that you just lends itself to a character.
Sure. It's perfect.
Some of them, and then and others, you have no idea who they are. Like they just have a certain voice that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But then you get like a Nathan Lane. Of course, you know who that is, and they mic him up, and it's all good. Right.
Well, you love that in a world.
Yeah.
In a world.
In a world.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And oh, that God. Documentary
that's a hell of a job. Have if you all ever you have seen to do is.
The one, it's a part of a documentary where they had the guy that does the voiceovers.
We talked about that years ago on
and
this.
How there really is a style. So he'll take whatever content and then they'll, like, it's a rom com, but he'll read it as they, like, when they read the slasher movie.
Oh.
And it'll sound, and you're like, oh my God, he's reading rom-com, but it's sound. And he'll do it the other way around, too. It's hysterical.
Just the change of the pitch in your voice. And you're like, it's terrifying. What's happy? It's sad. Oh, it's good.
Exactly.
That's all you do.
And he makes so much money, and that's all he does.
And you just go to a studio all day and just they give you a script and go, in a world where data breaches are every day. You know, shit like that. Like, he comes up with.
You should go get that job.
Yeah. I'm sure they're just going to hire me off the street.
They might.
I have a studio in Phoenix. Hi.
So at Rami Malek, that was a good one. I was very happy with the way, with the exception of Glenn Close. Now I'm thinking maybe to get her and Spike the Oscar, we need to stick her in a car with a black person and drive around.
Have her be the driver.
Do all the whole
thing. Have her be in the trunk. Have her
and play a black person
with
a bunny.
Pet the bunny.
Maybe a bunny in a crock pot.
There you go. You don't know.
So poor Glenn. My thought is, I think her dream of Best Actress Oscar is actually over. So
think
now
so?
I do, because at 72, she's not going to get a lot of roles like that because of sexism in Hollywood. I think she's going.
Who was the gentleman that won like at 90? What, I can't. No, Plummer.
Christopher Plummer.
Yeah,
yeah. But that was for. This is where I'm going. That was for supporting role. Oh, so I think her Best Actress is over. Mm-hmm. She needs to. Honestly, she needs to just play the crazy drunk aunt in a shitty sitcom, and then rom com, and they're going to nominate her for that. And then she's going to win an Oscar for a supporting role in a not so great film. But I think that's my prediction. I think that's what it's. She's going to get a career Oscar, possibly that way. But I thought the show went really well. I liked it.
Julia Roberts was gorgeous.
Oh, she looks so good. And
that fucking color.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez
has made a deal with the devil. Looks better. And she'll be 50, I think, next month.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she looks better than she did at 30. It is the weird. She's like some kind of vampire or something.
Gorgeous.
I don't know.
I know.
Just gorgeous.
And A-Rod, really not so cute. He was sitting there and you could. He just isn't. Like, I guess I always thought he was.
Amina, no, they don't. We've proven this year that the Oscars, do not need a host and never do again. I'd be fine with that. I think it made the show shorter. It was great.
And I thought I agree with Clayton. We were talking about it a little bit ahead of time that the three, having Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, and
so funny,
fucking funny,
just so well done.
And Tina Fey. I don't know.
Did you guys see the little interesting story about Trevor Noah on CNN today?
No, what?
Oh my God!
The white people won't know.
Yes, exactly. So he did in that native tongue that I don't know what it is from Africa.
Yeah,
it's a South African native tongue.
Where you do the clicking thing. That one. And so he said,
I just make noises. I have no idea.
He said it.
Amina, what did he just say? I only asked. Mm-mm. No, because Amina knows every fucking language.
I know.
And taught me Swahili. Well, I mean, at least how to say.
So he said the thing in the language. And then he said, he translated live right on the air. And he said, what this means is we go farther. It's like a fable. Like when we go together we go farther, and everyone was like, oh my God, in the audience. But what he had actually said for those native speakers is, white people don't know I'm lying right now.
Oh, I like
it's
that
so funny. Oh, we were sitting there, we had no idea. So he sold it as this, like, I'm telling you this really sweet, you know, little missive. Right. And
not even. Also, Annette wants to host the Oscars.
I've lived with that for 35 years. Al hosts the Oscars every year in his living room.
It would be a 24-hour show. We'd have to pause everything. And whenever he had to read something that was on the prompter to say, like, this was the best performance, and he'd be like, was it?
Was it, though?
At which point,
I don't think it was.
People would come out. And, like,
but I'm just as bad as Al, too. I would pause that damn thing if he would let me have the remote, and I would do just as much interrupting.
So. Oh, I love it. It's fantastic.
All right, that's all I got on entertainment.
Oh, there's that.
So, did you think there was
going
to be?
No, I wasn't sure where we were going. But
that, and I love Schitt's Creek still, and Al got
to
see that.
Everyone does.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. Oh, so I missed that. So did he talk about that when we did the show?
Because we didn't do the show last week.
Oh.
We completely didn't do the show.
Okay, so you haven't even... Okay.
That'll be fun for next week.
So we'll like to hear about that.
So we'll get. So would we. So we'll get to that possibly in 2 weeks when Al gets back. We'll see how that goes.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of fries and two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Here's the whole ass Kat Carlson right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't like how you talk about
me. Well, I didn't mean that in a rude way. I didn't mean that
in a
rude
nice way.
So we are fairly accustomed to Kat Carlson not preparing for two things. However.
Oh, she's prepared.
However, I would like to propose a new way to end the show.
I love
it. Because I always feel like we end up and then we turn all the mics and everything off and we go, oh my God, we didn't talk about the thing. Or, oh, right. You know, and we don't always need, like, a segment for something or a story, but we have a lot of opinions that we like to share.
We do?
We
what?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I have never noticed that
mostly
on this show.
Mostly Marnie.
Right.
I don't have a fucking thing. I don't
sure.
have an opinion.
Mostly Ryer.
Mostly Marnie.
All right.
So I have shamelessly stolen a segment.
Oh, plagiarism at its finest.
Plagiarism.
I like it.
I feel like I was inspired by it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds better
inspired
in court.
Inspirational. That's a lot
Your
better
Honor, I was
in court.
Inspired by...
That's how Barbara Seville gets away with shit. That's how I'm getting away with shit. Inspired by...
All right.
Mm-hmm. Inspired by the fine folks over at a little podcast called Love It or Leave It.
Oh!
That Al and I listen to kind of on the regular. And they call it the Rant Wheel. I'm sure we will have 17 different names for it, but I've prepared a wheel for us. Clayton,
okay.
Would you like to show the people the wheel?
Okay, here's the wheel. Now, what? This is one of the topics
All right,
that the
so
wheel
the
contains.
So the topics that the wheel contains are people talking to you at home, millennial coworkers, our national emergency, did you see that thing, Florida man, shipping, and Jussie Smollett.
All right.
Mm. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to spin the wheel.
All right. So we're going to spin the wheel.
Clayton would click on the thing and spin the wheel. And we'll see what it lands on. And that's what we'll talk about. And that'll be my second. Ta-da.
Did you see that thing?
Oh, well, this is perfect.
All right.
This one's an Allskate. If anybody has seen anything this week, have you seen that thing about? See, I knew somebody would.
I have. This is the only one I was going to have something ready for.
Perfect. Bring it on, Doug.
What is it?
So it's serious and gross, but did you see that thing? That huge, the big three of the biggest news stories of the week were R. Kelly getting charged for fucking 14-year-old girls, the Catholic Church getting charged for fucking boys,
right?
And the owner of the New England Patriots
being arrested for prostitution
with human trafficking. Right. And so I really have to say, like, just men are pigs. Like every one of that story, and that's on the spectrum of like awful things you can do. That's at the severe end of that.
News for you.
We're on Tutty.com. No,
well, I'm just saying that when you
excuse me,
when you really look at those all breaking in the same week,
yeah,
I just thought that was really disturbing and just gross. And sorry, now we're in the serious, I guess, part of the show, but like
that
was just fucking disgusting, and I just thought it was alarming. I'm just so sick of all of that behavior, and just. All of that is just gross, and we have to.
The thing is,
move
Douglas Murray
from that. Yes,
that behavior has been
Lynn.
Commonplace
mm-hmm.
for
oh,
centuries.
Oh, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Like not just
yes.
decades, not just generations,
yeah.
centuries. So
I
it's
know.
Just now, just recently,
like
that we're really, really starting to reject that behavior.
Yes,
in a really mainstream out loud way. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually excited that that's the thing that you saw.
Oh, I am too. I mean, yeah. I'm glad that that is happening. I'm just sad that that's where we still are.
You sad panda.
I am.
I'm sad panda.
Is there something?
Well, the cool thing about the wheel is we could bring it back and spin it again.
No, that's hard. I didn't know exactly how this worked. Do we all have to do it? Did you see something?
If you have one,
I don't.
Sure,
but
gold
I don't.
Bananas.
I didn't see anything. No, I recall.
So we could spend.
So the way
again.
That this should work is if we're done with that particular topic, then we spin
Marnie,
it again
did you
and
see
go
anything?
On to the next.
I have no opinion.
See?
Okay.
She has all the opinions. All
right, so we're gonna
all
go.
Of the opinions. So and you looked like you were attacking me with your phone, like you were pointing at me.
She was scanning.
All
right, so here's the wheel. So we're gonna spin the wheel again.
Spin the wheel again. And what do we get? On the sound too. You like it? So good.
Ooh.
Oh, people talking to you at
home. I don't even know what this means, but go ahead.
I have a problem.
Yes. Yes, we do.
That's been established.
We've been meaning to talk to you about this. And I love you.
Fair point.
I don't know how everyone feels about it, but when I'm at home, I don't necessarily always need to talk to the other people that are in my home. But the people that I live with, like, feel the need to talk to me, but not of any sort of, like, substance. Here's the thing that drives me bananas, and it makes me sound like a real asshole about it.
Okay.
Literally every time I walk into a room where there's someone in my household, like, there, like, hi. That's what they say to me. Just hi.
Hi.
Okay.
We needed to do that, and then they go, how are you? I just did this 3 minutes ago, honest to God. Like, yeah. I just left the room and came back into the room, and it's the same thing. Like, we don't.
It's from the same person?
Same person.
No, that's not. You can't do that.
We don't.
I agree.
I don't believe that we need to verbally interact at every meeting when we live together.
Right.
It's funny you say that.
You
at
need
home?
Like one of these? Like,
but I find that happens
at
work.
I'm super okay
too.
Just kind of like nodding and knowing that you're there. That's super fun.
Right.
If you have something to tell me, great.
No, I agree with this.
I 100% want to hear it. Yep. But if it's, honest to God, repeatedly, I can't tell you. I'm going to count one of these days. I'm going to carry around a clicker and count how many times these people say to me,
these two, hi. These are your family members.
I
know. These
no,
people.
I like,
these
I relate to this. So you're saying in the family, but don't you notice this at work too? I will walk down a hall at work and be like, hi. And then, like, or we had a meet, or I talked to someone for a few moments.
Yeah.
Like, and literally 2 minutes later, I'm going to, and they're like, hi. I'm like, I just fucking talked to you.
We did this.
I'm relating to this one.
Oh, I get, no. And I
have a name conversation. And I'm, you know, at work, I'm really used to it because, like, it's just step and repeat. Hey, how are you today? What can I get
right,
for you?
And that's also your job. And you just do it naturally.
Step
right.
and repeat.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Very
it's
much,
what it's called. Step and repeat.
Take one step, next person, next caller, like just on and on and on.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you live with people,
you should be able to
like observe nonverbal communication too.
Well, that, I'm curious to see, because speaking of that, I thought about it. I've lived alone again for quite some time since Carlton moved out. You know, Michelangelo was here for a while, so now that the new tenant has got on board as of today, I'm wondering how that's going to work again, because I'm so used to. I talk to the cats, and they don't talk back, and that works out great.
It's a good arrangement.
So we'll see how this is all going to work out. Of you know, I coming and going and being like, "Hey, how are you?" Just like, "Hey, what's up?" Boom, boom, and that's enough. Just acknowledge that I'm here. I acknowledge you're here, so you don't scare the fuck out of me because I don't know you're here.
Yeah,
and then let's move on. Tell me when you're leaving.
Right.
Or exactly.
If, hey, I'm going to go to dinner with friends. Do you want to go? That's also fine.
See, but that's a conversation of substance. Right, that has a point.
But I don't need every time we walk through a room or something. If I'm working on something, just because you walk by seven times, times, not
hey,
needed.
No. How's your day?
No, don't need
good.
That. Good. Don't need that.
Hey, how's your day?
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Still good.
Hey, how's your day?
Nothing changed over the last 90
literally
seconds.
Literally still good. Hey, how's your do you have something to talk about? Do you want to tell me something?
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Wow, wow.
All right.
Oh, that's a good song.
That was fun, though. I enjoyed
that. I love that song.
So my human Google alert just moved out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. How's that going?
Oh, yeah, your mom.
Oh, sure, because you had that problem.
I had
like,
that
a
all
lot.
The time. Yeah.
But again, Google like alert. Things, those are things that are happening. It's not. It's
No.
God,
but if
like,
you just hear it, it's like a fucking echo is really what it is.
Right.
I mean, right? Because it really is like I just heard that here.
Right.
And then now I'm hearing the thing here.
But I feel like I'm more tolerant of interruptions. The other problem is that I'm trying to work from home right now, and I'm realizing that that's a bad idea.
Right. Because
they don't understand that it's work.
And that's exactly it. That's exactly
like,
it.
My brain is in work zone. I'm trying to get this shit done. I'm trying to pay attention to it. Yeah. You all are home.
But that's my favorite thing that my mom just said when she moved to the next door, you know, just 50 feet away or so. It's a great, it's a lovely
nice buffer,
50 feet. Yeah. But
it's your favorite 50 feet.
It's my favorite 50 feet. But when... But it's funny because she went to move over there, and she had said to me, like, you know, if you need help with something, just let me know. And, you know, I wish there was something I could help with as far as work and this and that. And she said, she fucking kills me, that woman. She turns around and says, but whatever you do, you're going to have to call before you come over because I'd be working from home. And so I need to know because, you know, I am working. It's my workspace. Work. And so you can't just, like, walk in and talk to me. And I looked at her, and she goes, it walks away. What did you just say? You know, oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
It was awesome. She giggled her little ass off. I thought, I'm going to kick your ass. It was awesome.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
And that is all about... Is Clayton what you call a bear?
Clayton's a shaved bear.
Well, you can't tell right now, but I haven't shaved in like 3 days because I just get lazy.
They were very sweet, and Anand and Jenny were talking about like compliments, and I looked up and I blew a kiss at Anand, and I said, Anand, you're so sweet, and Jenny, and then all of a sudden it was like, she doesn't even see him having given her a compliment, and I'm like, I did too. So I've blown a ton of kisses.
Marty sees everything.
I see it all.
There's a lot of things happening.
I was blowing a lot of kisses. I was doing
happening.
Everything, and I really, really appreciate it.
I'm just going to compliment people till they notice.
Well, that's very nice.
It is very
that's
sweet.
Thoughtful.
So thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Both.
You want to do one more spin?
Sure. Let's do one more.
Let's do one more spin.
I like this cat.
That's fun. Yeah. Fun game.
What are you doing?
And so going forward, if somebody has something they want to add to that, a little to rant that they want to get on.
Right. So we can update
this. It's going to be
slices
different.
Of the pie.
So back to this.
Different
we're
pie, yeah.
People
here
talking
we go.
To you.
I don't like it. I don't. Stop fucking talking to me.
Okay, that's good.
Our final segment tonight will be Florida.
I am actually happy to talk about that.
All right.
Florida man. What was he arrested for?
I was totally
for?
Listening
cooking?
To that.
Well, I sent you one about
that.
That was
but
so funny.
But there also was another one where a
There's
guy
also
in
Florida woman, evidently.
Remember we did the story a few weeks ago, and Al thought that it was the same story.
Oh my
there
gosh.
Was a guy in Florida that licked a doorbell, too.
Yes.
Right. So
they're
there was
licking
the guy,
doorbells in Florida.
They're licking doorbells everywhere. I don't know what the fuck is going
Good
on, but
Lord.
I guess I'm thinking...
Can I lick this doorbell?
I think you can. I don't give a shit. But first of all, I need to verify if it's the same brand of doorbell. That's one. Number two, I'm thinking...
Is there one doorbell that's more delicious than the others?
No. I'm totally thinking, is this a PR bullshit from like Ring Doorbell?
You know I won like a total down-low marketing campaign.
Right, totally.
Like that International House of Burgers bullshit that I was very
angry about. Well, kind of, but I'm like thinking, you know, they're... Ring is trending. Ring is everywhere. It's like they're doing it so that they get market share.
You know, that's a very interesting theory.
You think they hired a crackhead to go lick some doorbells?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the fuck. And I don't know that it's a Ring doorbell.
That's brilliant.
It just was a thought.
It really is brilliant.
I wonder
brilliant.
If they're still hiring.
That's super
I'll
smart.
Lick
this
your
went
doorbell.
A whole different way
I wonder
than
if they're still
was.
Hiring. Wow. Wow. I like
I'm
that's where
lick
you went, Ryan.
Clayton's doorbell.
That's perfect.
Well, my doorbell is not a big brand name, so we'll see. But no, I wonder about that. So anyway, go ahead.
That worked out perfectly. Really the wheel is working perfectly. Yeah. Look at that.
Look at that.
Just spontaneous, like organic hilarity.
Hilarity
has ensued.
Yes, it sure has.
That particular wedge of the wheel was inspired by the article that Clayton did send me, and it says a Florida man was arrested for domestic battery after he reportedly threw a cookie at his girlfriend.
Oh, for God's sake.
My reply was, why waste the cookies?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Exactly.
That's a really legit. Good point.
Well, Wade Smith, 41, of Zephyr Hills, was taken into custody on Sunday after
Zephyr Hills! God
after
damn.
Deputies with the Pasco County Sheriff's Office were called to the home he shares with his girlfriend. Smith's girlfriend reportedly told investigators he threw a hard piece of cookie and hit her in the forehead.
Well, you're one hard piece of cookie.
Is that a euphemism? Is that a thing that kids are saying now?
Or it could be.
Is it your cookie's hard?
Well,
I'm not sure.
You sure got a stale
cookie. You should have that looked at
you
if you're... Listen, wow. If your cookie is hard, girls, go have That's it looked right. at.
Yeah, get your cookie checked.
All girls should get their cookies checked.
That's right.
And that's our show. Get your cookies checked.
You should get a cookie smear because you got to make sure you're...
Get your cookie smeared.
Oh. I mean, it's right on. Timely as ever. Men are trash.
No.
I
get
mean, it's
your just on it. Cookie smeared.
Well, how big of a delay you're on. Get your cookies.
Get wow. your cookie smeared. Wow. Oh, sorry.
Get your that's fantastic. Here.
Did you see Jenny? Oh, that's fantastic.
Which part?
For bringing Florida Man.
I want to acknowledge
that.
Thank you. So when I subbed.
I'm taking all credit for it.
No, you're not. Because when I subbed. No, you're not. Because when I subbed for Kat and sat in that chair, I brought it up. And then I thought, I wonder if Kat's listening to this show. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it. And someone said, oh, well, the Florida Man thing. And I said, I'm the one that brought Florida Man to this experience. Right. And then Kat stole it. Because she went into Google Heaven. And was like all over it.
Inspired by.
Not,
yeah, inspired
see,
by.
You're doing a Barbara Seville on me.
Of course I am.
Inspired by Doug Wilkie.
I'm getting all the credit.
Sure.
Yeah. Just actually, like who I got right. it just like from
Barbara
my
does.
ASU student. So we really owe
yeah,
all
right?
of this
all
to the student body of Arizona State University.
Inspired. It's inspiring.
It is. Well, it's very inspiring.
Annette, you should get out more.
Aww.
There's that.
It's fantastic.
Thank you, Jenny.
Fantastic.
Well, in spite of popular demand, we've managed to put
compliments.
Together another show for another week.
And thank you, Anand.
And I guess... We're all going to be back here next week doing this because Al's still gone.
Yep.
So I guess you're coming back.
I'm on spring break, bitch.
Girl.
Oh, what's next week? What date?
I don't know the date.
Doug's gone wild.
We work on, we don't
Woo! I'm going to be topless.
No, nope.
Yes, wow. I will be here. I will be here that day.
Nope, suddenly I'm sick.
We're going to figure that one out, I'll tell you right now.
That's right, see? Kat stole it during my Larry Poppins show when I wasn't here.
Points.
But I'm Larry Poppins. Well, Marty won't get it.
Well, as we wrap up tonight's show,
my God,
let's leave
Larry
you with
Poppins.
This parting thought. We will see you next Tuesday.
Have a good week.
That one.
Well, it finally happened, Zachary. Somebody burned down my she shed.
Nobody burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Well, my she shed's on fire.